I'm live in the studio right now with not only an old friend of mine, but this dude's given back in a big way in the last weekend. I seen his social media posts. You know, it was no big secret that, you know, we were experiencing probably the coldest weekend of the winter. And Tonce, Darren Pellicotti, welcome to the Raven.
Thank you very much, brother.
Yeah.
It's good to be here.
So I seen your post over the weekend, and you were just kind of pulling together some cash, just trying to help our more vulnerable population out, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Every time we get one of these, the first cold blast of the year, we know that people are going to be underprepared. So with my work and, you know, just kind of being a little bit slower in the wintertime, I've got a little more time to, you know, get in there and help people out, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And then what was the numbers? I seen you raise some pretty decent numbers this year.
Yeah, I think we're about $4,500 or so right now. We did that in like 36 hours. So, you know, Edmonton turned out.
And then what did that turn into for $4,500 for our homeless population?
That turned into, first and foremost, boots and jackets, you know, warm boots, you know, minus 40 rated sort of boots and more, jackets, gloves, you know, face protection, scarves, hand warmers, cheeseburgers, you know,
every little thing
we can, you know?
Yeah, and what was the reaction from some of our friends down in the inner city and wherever you were handing these out?
Almost every one of them were extremely grateful that people were there to take care of them and had things that they actually needed. I mean, there's people roll in and they've got stuff and they'll, you know, they might just have toques or they have, you know, some thin gloves or something like that, but to actually have things to get their feet warm, you know, get their bodies warm with warmer jackets. I mean, the level of gratitude was huge.
Yeah. And like, you know, people like yourself, I seen just regular folks in Edmonton driving around, handing out food, handing out gloves, handing out whatever they can. And I really feel like Edmonton really pulled together in this last weekend. Is this the first year that you've done this?
No, this is, this would be the third year of really going hard at it. Last year didn't have quite as much time to do as much as I would have liked, but previous years, you know, did quite a bit.
Amazing. And are you done for the year? You keep going for this through the rest of the winter?
No, we've got lots and you know, people keep hitting me up with donations, both cash and lots of clothes. So I've got right now, you know, full load of jackets and blankets and everything that's going to go to the Jasper Wellness Center. I'm going to go back to my club, pick up another load, take that over to the neighbor center over by White Ave, you know, so we just kind of spread out because we just get bags and bags and bags. So we just fill the vehicles and keep spreading out to the shelters. So I'll probably slow down a little bit on what I do on the streets because last night I was out, like Saturday I was out for 12 hours and last night was only about 3 hours because, you know, you could see there was less people. They were sorted out a little more. I was running into a lot of people I saw the day before and they're going, oh man, this jacket's working great. You know, the boots are awesome, whatever. So, you know, got through the first part of the crisis, but it continues on.
Yeah, exactly. Well, thank you so much for what you're doing for the people out there, man. That's why I was like, I got to get this guy down there. I got to, you know what I mean? Like, I know you're super humble pie kind of guy and you don't feel like you want that gratitude and that spotlight on you, but you're doing amazing thing out here for the people. And thank you so much for doing it. How can people give back? Is there something that I can throw in the blog where people might be able to give back to your cause?
That's a good question. They could get at me. I have a place called Soho. I'm not really trying to promo my spot, but if you want to drop something off, I'm on Jasper Ave. There's bins right at the front. So if you got bags of anything, you can drop it off there. But by all means, find the shelters, just Google them, they'll pop up. You know, they're all over the place. They all need things because, like I said, this cold will continue and, you know, people on the streets, as soon as something gets wet, it's no good anymore for them, you know.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, they might have got a jacket today, but in 4 days they might need another one because they were outdoors and it got wet and it got frozen and it's ineffective now. So
yeah.
So they need new things. So just keep that stuff coming. If you want to hit up my social medias, you know, you can find my email address there if you want to do a cash donation.
Yeah, I'll throw it up in the blog for sure.
Yeah, so those are the ways people can really do it. And if you want to get out on the streets and do it on your own, I put up a post just sort of giving people some tips on how they can do it. Don't be shy of these people, man. They're scared. They're cold. Take care of them, you know. Help them put the stuff on. Get them gloves. Put their hands in them. You know, help them put the toques on, whatever. You know, they really, really appreciate it. There's, you know, I'm going out multiple days and people remember my name. I mean, it means something to them. So,
yeah.
You know.
Awesome. Well, thank you for all the work you're doing out there, man. And we appreciate you stopping by today.
Appreciate you. Take care.